Just a little bit of context. This program is called Future Cities. Now, a long time ago, maybe 18 months ago, I met with Andrew Cave here from the Small Peace Trust. He's the director of the Small Peace Trust. And we were looking at ways of thinking about getting a new program about the built environment, about cities, how they could change.
What would you do to save Southampton from flooding? That was the challenge faced by 13-year-olds from the city during the Easter holidays. They came together in a residential organised by a team from engineering at the University of Southampton and the Small Peace Trust. Architect Paul Bulkley, who also teaches at the university, helped draw it all together.
We intentionally wanted to set them something that was significant, something that they could get their imagination kind of going on. But it was also about giving them something that had future consequences, something that they would have to take some responsibility for. And I've been very encouraged by the way they've really grasped that this is something that their generation will see the consequences of, and their children as well, which is very interesting to see young people thinking and commenting on the implications for their own children.
The pupils learned more about how rising sea levels caused by climate change could threaten low-lying areas of the city and went on bus trips to see for themselves. They then worked on possible solutions and presented their work. Teacher Andrew Bone from Redbridge School says it stretched the young people.
They are learning, obviously, the engineering side of things, but also combining that with the geography of climate change and sea level rises and basically how to protect the economy and the social status of Southampton for the future. With my role at the school, I'm always looking for new ways to challenge students outside of the classroom in different environments, away from home perhaps, and just to give them those different experiences, but in this case also to give them a taste of what university is like.
Pupil Miranda Hartley from Bitton Park says they are important issues to tackle.
Oh, absolutely important. It's really eye-opening to see issues that we might not see as much in schools. Residentials like this really open out to us things about the world which we might not have seen before.
Nawab Hussein from Cantel School enjoyed the practical part of the programme.
I like the actual making side of things. With the montage, we got to literally cut and stick. We didn't just have to do it on the computer. We had to get our hands stuck in. I also like designing buildings and things like that because my uncle, he's a carpenter, and he does all that things, and I always help him.
University student Samantha Wright, who's a volunteer from the Small Peace Trust, says the subject inspired them.
They've had lots of different practical work and different things between the different groups. So because it's in their hometown, I think that makes a big difference, and lots of them sort of been pointing out their houses on the maps and seeing the bits that have been flooded.
Also on hand to help and advise, civil engineer Niraf Kapila from Arup. He was impressed by the way the young people picked up on the essentials of the challenge.
I've obviously forgotten what it's like to be 13-year-old, so I'm kind of, in a way, I'm feeling slightly worried as to if that's the competition from the future. And actually, it came up really well in their final presentations. Could see many different good concepts coming up. And also, I suppose the key issue is just the fact that they do understand that climate change does bring big concerns.
What did the school children think?
Yeah, it's been great. I've enjoyed all of it, making new friends, talking to people that you wouldn't talk to normally, and learning about flooding.
I've always wanted to go to university, but this has actually made me want to go more than ever.
The education side of it was definitely worth staying off school.
I think they've been very entertaining, and we've had a good laugh with our mates and stuff.
Yeah, it was interesting, and it wasn't anything I really heard of before. They were very good at keeping you interested in it, like holding your imagination and things like that.
The week was good fun, but there's a serious side too. Architect Paul Bulkley.
Part of the idea behind the programme is to get students into the university, give them a taste of what the environment's like, what the teaching's like, what the facilities are like, and also the kind of issues that we deal with and think about. And so hopefully some of them will think that engineering or careers in the built environment is something they'd really love to get involved in.
The Future Cities Challenge was just one of a series of outreach activities run by the University of Southampton.